providing professional service and installation of heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical systems. Proudly serving the Boulder, Denver area for over 35 years. More information at savehomeheat.com. Stay tuned now for Sound Lab.
Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son, to include everyone. Tuck you in, warm within, keep you free from sin, till the Sandman he comes.
Bum, 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 bum.
Freedom is free. I know.
New stuff from The Shins, that is Dead Alive off their new record Heartworms. We also heard King of a One-Horse Town. Dan Auerbach has a new solo record called Waiting on a Song coming out in June. It's one of the couple singles he's released. Valerie June has a new record, The Order of Time. We heard Shakedown. And what else was in there? Freedom is Free. Or that's right, the title track from Chicano Batman, who I dig immensely. And in case you're wondering what the theme is here, it's new tunes. Yeah, this is The Sandman. Happy to be here with you on this Sound Lab on this fifth Saturday of April. Snowy, snowy Saturday. And hope you're staying warm, having fun. I'm going to try and keep the fun going here by playing new groovy tunes that have turned me on in the last few weeks. New records by favorite artists, new discoveries, singles, stuff that's coming out later this summer. Anyway, new music this hour. Although I did start off, you know, with 100 Days, 100 Nights by Sharon Jones. But just as a nod, it has been 100 days since January 20th. Congratulations, we're all still here. Heaven help us, let us last at least another 100. Stay strong, everybody. Got stuff to give away. We're going to do a little giveaway for Teebs coming up. Well, you know what? Let's do it right now. I'm in the Denver studio, so if there's something new, well, you know what? I'm not going to give you time to call me and request stuff because I got more than enough stuff for an hour. Anyway, but if you want to go to this show, let me tell you about it, and then you can call, and I've got tickets for you to go to the Fox and see Teebs. What or who is Teebs, you ask? Well, Teebs is a producer, painter, and a key member of the Brain Feeder Clan. In recent years, Teebs has surged toward the top of the beat scene, and although his affiliation with Flying Lotus had something to do with his ascent, it's ultimately the music, which is a billowing brand of beautiful off-kilter hip-hop-colored beat construction that has set him apart from what has become an increasingly crowded field of like-minded producers. If you want to go check out Teebs at the Fox Theater, this is May 25th, so coming up in about a month. It is all ages. The only thing we ask is that you haven't won anything from us in the last 30 days, and you can go. Simple enough. I'm in the Denver studio. Give me a holler, 303-825-0619, and these tickets are yours. Back to the new groovy tunes. Here's the latest from one of my favorites, Mr. Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears on Sound Lab on KGNU. Again, 303-825-0619. Call now. We'll be right back.
Tune in every Saturday from 9 to 11 p.m. for Electronic Air. Electronic Air explores electronic music, IDM, ambient, house, and more. That's Electronic Air every Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m. here on KGNU.
See the empty space. find my way to the Mustang Lounge. And if you don't sit facing the window, you could be in the sand. Baby, you're coming. Say Jesus loves you. He doesn't know you, not like I do.
The sardonic wit of Rhett Miller and the Old 97s, back with another record that sounds just like all their other records, and that's good news. Jesus Loves You, the new record, is entitled Graveyard Whistling. We also heard new music from Jason Isbell, touring with the 400 unit, which means he's amped up his sound on this tour, not going solo like he did last year. And the new record coming out, I think, in June. Nashville Sound is the name of the album. We heard Cumberland Gap. I'm liking that a lot. Ryan Adams, To Be Without You, more of his 80s plaintive thing that he's been into the last two or three records. Little goes a long way for me, but I do like that tune a lot. Prisoner, the name of the new record. Rose Hill Drive, speaking of records, I love, oh my goodness, Local Boys back and doing it right. Maybe their best album, which is saying a lot. Anyway, it's certainly quality. Mania, the new record from Rose Hill Drive, and Do It Right. You can catch them, among other places, at the Ride Festival out in Telluride later this summer. Jack White recorded a new record, a new single for a film project, a soundtrack, and apparently was thinking, since he made so much money inadvertently off of the stadium chant and all the sports fans that have adopted his Seven Nation Army, why not just, you know, try to do that and capture lightning in a bottle again? Not sure it works, personally. Battle Cry, the name of the record, name of the song. It's okay. You know, Jack White is always good stuff in my book, but not up to his best. But, you know, to each his own. And Jack, preceding that was Black Joe Lewis, new album entitled Backlash. We heard PTP. Sandman here with you for a little while longer. These sound labs always go so fast, but it's a lot of fun to be able to share what has got me excited and interested in why I'm going to record stores and still buying CDs. Yes, that's right. I still am one of those. I'm one of those fools who actually shells out good hard cash for good hard plastic. And I come home with a plastic disc and then curate my library. Indeed, it's not all digital, kids. What else? There's not much else to tell you about because this hour goes so fast. Let's play a couple more new tracks. And then we're going to end with, if we have time, with some, with a tribute to one of my the greatest artists ever, Mr. Chuck Berry. But how about the new Cold War Kids? Sure, Cold War Kids put out a new album just a couple weeks ago, and I have yet to really dig into it. But I like what I've heard the few tracks so far, and here's one of them off of the new album called L.A. Divine. Here's "Open Up the Heavens," Cold War Kids, on your Sound Lab on KGNU.
No! sit next to you? Can you sit next to me? Get the stars out your eyes. Come and bring them to me. I've been gone so long. I've been working on a plan, yeah. It's just that I've been down so long. I gotta give me my work. Can I sit next to you? Can you sit next to me? Oh. I walk to Memphis alone, 'cause you do it for me. I know you would. All the kicks from the sticks, all the kicks are real new. I put all that aside, concentrate on you. All the kicks from the sticks, all the hits that we took, all the stitches we got, all our brains so good.
Pornographers. An unfortunate name? Perhaps. Perhaps. If they knew they were going to stick around as long as they did, maybe they would have put more thought into it. But the pseudo-supergroup of Canadian artists featuring Nico Case and Dan Behar and a bunch of others, they just keep putting out good records, man. They do their own things and then they come back together and every few years and crank out another winner. That's the title track off the brand new White Out Conditions, which we are, of course, experiencing today. How appropriate. Before that, Spoon, brand new Spoon. Something to cut through today, perhaps, for you from the album Hot Thoughts. Can I Sit Next to You? And Cold War Kids, Open Up the Heavens. That's going to just about do it for me. I got one more tune before the end here, and then Grateful Dead Hour is coming up. Sandman is always a pleasure to spin records for you, and look forward to doing it again sometime soon. So, everybody, stay warm, stay safe. And stay strong. All right. Final tune here from one of my favorite records of the year. I can tell you already, it's just sort of, you know, punk-ass attitude on top of really tight guitars. And like snotty, polished punk. I don't know how else to put it. The Orwells out of Chicago. Their third record, their second official major label release. And I'm loving it. Loving it. Can't play it enough. Here's the first single off of the new album called Terrible Human Beings. The Orwells, to end your sound lab on this Saturday night. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next time. It is 8 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for the Grateful Dead Hour.
With 2017 marching in loud, it's not too early to make your summer plans. KGNU plans to hold our summer record and CD sale in Denver in August, and we will need your donations of gently used LPs and discs. What's overplayed to you will be a new treasure to another music lover, so give that collection a stir. We are now accepting donations of music at our Boulder and Denver studios during business hours.
The Grateful Dead Hour is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by these local businesses. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, specializing in criminal defense and family law for all income levels. The Alternative Law Office can be reached by phone at 303-442-2166 and is located at 1733 Canyon Boulevard. And by Indian Peak Springwater, glacier-fed springwater from 10,000 feet for office or home use. Their telephone is 303-440-0432.
I'm on the edge of an empty highway,
trucking like the dude of man, going down the road
with them windshield wipers slapping, timing, probably clapping hands.
Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York. The Disco Biscuits return to the Cap on April 27th, 28th, and 29th to perform their signature Transfusion. With the killer laser light show that they're known for, the Cap will be ready to blast off into outer space. Events, information, and ticketing at thecapitoltheater.com.